Pegasus Bridge. Like dogs. It's Southside Broadcast. No, Siren 107.3 FM. I don't think for a moment there, I just was sort of time jumping into all sorts of ways. Siren 107.3 FM, it's the Midweek Drive. And we have the fabulous Katie Grimerson, Tiffany Freeman, and Natalie Tuck in the studio and online. Yes, a gentleman who first was brought to our attention via the delights of our correspondents from Rural Media International, Sarah Chase. And we were so enthused when we had a look at the website, etc. We thought, we need to chase this up. We need to find, is it just a spoof, etc.? Is it something that's real? Is there a new channel for canines that's out there? And so we're delighted to welcome the co-founder and chief control officer of, yes, Dog TV, Ron Levi. Are you there, Ron?
I am indeed here, and yes, this is real. Last week
I was saying I found the thing strangely therapeutic. I'm not sure it's because I have like dog-like tendencies. I ain't nothing but a hound dog. Oh, somebody wants that. But in terms of that, what brought the idea of actually a channel for canines to the fore?
You know what? To me, it makes a lot of sense because here I'm in the States right now, and a lot of people already leave the TV on for their dogs, and that's something that is actually recommended by the main organizations like the ASPCA, APMA, Humane Society, because it gives the dog, the home alone dog, some company while you're not there, and it gives them some sound and some, you know, and some visuals. And we thought, you know, if people already leave the TV on, you know, might as well leave it with the right content, with the right, you know, relaxing sounds and with the visuals that cater to the senses the dog has, because they really see the world and hear the world differently to us. So after we had that idea, we just started to research, and here we are launching Dog TV, which is great.
One of the things which personally blew my mind was this notion that previous to digital television, of course, in the days of analog, you know, your doggy couldn't actually see any real other than flickers on the screen, and it wasn't really satisfactory. Now, of course, with digital TV, they get the whole experience of a true wonderment scenario. And we were talking last week that there were tales of, in Britain, sort of using various high-frequency sounds just to attract the dogs and so on and so forth. In terms of, let's bring in Natalie here. I mean, Natalie, your thoughts or questions for Ron about Dog TV?
Do you have a dog, first of all?
You'll be surprised, I have a cat. And
don't worry, Ron. In the second part of the program, we're doing a piece with the executive director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, Rachel Fine, and we actually have a specific part of Handel's Water Music, which is designed to be listened to by cats. So we're not being catist.
Absolutely.
Here.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny enough, I've got a cat. He's actually a British cat. I got him from London. I was living in London for a few years, and he's British. Anyway, so this cat really loves enjoys watching TV and listening to music. You should talk to Rachel about that, because it's actually music that relaxes cats as well as relaxes dogs. So this, my cat Charlie, he was the whole, I thought of this idea just for him, and somehow it just got into dogs, really.
I love that, yeah. Charlie, the cat who went to America. The cat who went to L.A., quite literally. You know,
he made it, didn't he? He made it.
Charlie, you're a star, exactly. Possibly named after Charlie Chaplin, perhaps. He wasn't a cat at all, but there we are. Tiffany.
How long have you been working on this project for? Because obviously the technology is really new.
My cat Charlie inspired me to do this in 2006. When he left him home alone, so 2006, and then
you left your cat Charlie home alone. I'm having a Macaulay Culkin moment here for a moment. I'm saying little cat Charlie with his little paws going ah. And I'm sorry.
Poor, bless him. He's great. So 2006, and then we started research and testing in 2008 when we got some funds and some more people and pet experts in this company. So from 2008 until now, we did like hundreds of hours of research, of testing to see what kind of content dogs enjoy watching and what to exclude. A lot of content that we previously produced, we decided let's not go on air with it because dogs don't enjoy it. Like, for example, barking sounds. You know, a lot of dogs don't enjoy barking sounds. So to your question, I think about 2006 until now, that's quite a good 6 years before this came on air.
And looking at the site, obviously, Welcome to Dog TV, the first television channel for dogs, scientifically developed, pup-approved. Dog TV is cable's first network created exclusively for canines and the humans who love them. I'm pleased to see one of the videos you do say you don't expect the dogs to actually be operating their own remote controls. But, you know, is it going to be a case of eventually, you know, you might have the doggy actually fighting with their owner about who's got control of the over the remote control?
I'd like to fight with my dog and, you know, who gets the PlayStation remote control, because that would be amazing to play FIFA with my dog. But to answer your question, you're absolutely right. We're not expecting the dog to actually sit and watch. You know, this won't happen even if we want to. We don't expect that. We want the dog to be at home and to have the opportunity to listen to some cool sounds and some relaxing music that was developed just for him. And once in a while, have a glimpse of TV, see something that is interesting, and that's pretty much it. Be a very good babysitter or dog sitter for your dog when he's home alone. So not really too much to sit and to watch and to stare at TV. I'm not sure that's even possible, but you know what? You never know.
Given that there are those of us who remember when the dog would go to the newsagent or the news vendor and actually come back with a newspaper, the dog might sit up with a pillow and do some newspaper reading, etc. Do you think this is dumbing down for dogs? Do you think that in essence, you know, we're taking dogs away from conceivably reading the LA Times or the Washington Post or USA Today and just saying, just watch TV?
Well, now the news of the world is closed in Britain, they have really nothing better to read.
There we are. So, I like that response. You know, although, of course, it's only a few days before the Sunday Sun actually launches on the world. So a whole new range of things there.
You never know what's going to happen. You're right.
Yeah, I think I'm going to actually invite our three co-presenters today, our dynamic team of Natalie, Tiffany and Katie, to actually join the growing number of people, including myself, who actually like Dong TV on Facebook and Twitter. You know, are we going to go for that, folks?
Yeah.
Yes. Natalie's a little bit uncertain because she's not quite sure about the credibility of Natalie Tuck likes Dog TV. But, you know, it's strangely sort of routine.
I'm very happy to have you guys joining on our team and, you know, liking us on Facebook and everything, because we are looking into launching in the UK as well. Mm. We're in talks already with the UK and with other places in the world as well, not just the US.
Well, it's interesting.
There's a lot of lonely dogs out there, yeah.
And please, it's heartbreaking. You know, that's the bottom line. I mean, I know I've been, you know, Alan can empathise with that. But Sarah Chase, who I mentioned beforehand, based in Frankfurt on Germany, etc. But I know her wonderful. In fact, I've also started liking Dax, which is Sarah Chase's dog. Another thing you should actually. I like Dax. I thought it was a character in Deep Space Nine, but no, it's a dog called Dax after Dax Hunt, I believe. Although he's not a Dax Hunt. Mm-hmm. But Sarah was very keen to actually say, are you going to be rolling this out across Europe? Because clearly, you know, it's great for the American canines. But what about, as you rightly said, Ron, the rest of the world?
You're absolutely right. And a lot of people around the world are writing to us right now through our website and asking us to come there. And obviously, we just launched, so it's not that easy to just launch everywhere in the world right now. But there is a survey. That's why we did a survey. And we have a survey on our Facebook page and asking, you know, where should we go next? You know, and if you tell us to come to your place, it's going to be easier for us just to narrow down to fewer options and we can actually start talking over there. I know we're in talks with the UK, but other places in the world, please let us know where. And we actually call this survey I Want My Dog TV.
Oh.
Homage to the 80s with I Want My MTV.
I was just having one of those Dire Straits moments. I want my dog TV.
Dire Straits music is not designed for dogs, I can tell you that.
Well, no. money for nothing,
so
and the chicks
know,
for free.
Let us know and we'll be on our way.
This is great. So in terms of merchandise, I mean, obviously in terms of that, will there be the usual Dog TV t-shirts, I Heart Dog TV? I mean, can we actually see this as a viable scenario here? I'm just thinking, obviously, you're based in are you based in Los Angeles at present? Is that or LA?
I'm now here because we just launched here. In New York City.
Right, because I'm thinking, obviously, we've got the Oscars coming up, the Academy Awards, etc. I'm thinking, you know, surely we need those canine awards as well. I mean, there have been various suggestions of doggies.
You'll be surprised. Last week, here in L.A., on the 13th, exact day that we launched Dog TV, there was the Golden Collar Awards for the active and the best dogs in film and TV. The Americans thought about everything, dude. You're just behind them, you know. So, and of course, the dog who got the prize was that great dog from the film of The Artist, an amazing film. So he won that. But, you know, come with a new idea and, you know, we might do it.
He's picked up the Golden Collar Awards. It was actually pointed out by Phil Leonis, our ace LA director, that, in fact, we did do a feature on Badger the Mystical Mutt. But I did point out, actually, that Badger the Mystical Mutt is indeed a fictional dog. He was based in reality as well. So maybe we can actually cross over here. Actually, I can tell you, you're thrown by this. We've now discovered the Golden Collar Awards, which is always nice from that point of view. The Meryl Streep of dogs.
I did wonder, you know, if there was going to be any future dog stars from Dog TV.
It's just a
good idea.
I particularly actually have a fondness for the, I think it's Golden Retriever, who's basically sort of seen travelling along whilst he's sort of panting with lots of visual images coming through the whole system.
Right. He's one of our stars, that Golden. He's in like 4 or 5 different episodes. So he's getting some attention down the street right now, I can tell you that. He's becoming one of our top dogs, if you will. But we are doing a new show soon called American iDog.
American iDog, yes.
And that's for your dogs. You can submit your dogs and share them with us, and we're going to play them. And, you know, one of those dogs are in Dog TV and some of our commercials. So hurry up and submit your dogs, American iDog. Maybe we should do a different, a British version as well. You never know.
Do you know, I think we should be talking, I was going to say we should be talking turkey, but I was actually mixing my animals there. You know, let's look at a different sort of perspective here. Ron, it's been it's sensational. It's worthwhile pointing out, actually, on a serious note, dogtv.com. It is backed by a lot of professional veterinary input. It's obviously sorted out from that point. It's very much a caring opportunity for looking at sort of canines, as we said, etc. Obviously, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek to a certain extent, but generally wonderful all-round routine. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link on this, your midweek drive debut?
No.
Oh, no. Somebody always had to say that. I had to sort of kick off with that sort of perspective. So what was it? Where did we go wrong? Did you not enjoy the last few moments?
Oh, my God, it was amazing. I'm kidding. We had a great week.
These Americans, I don't know.
No, I'm kidding. We had a great chat, and, you know, it's my first radio interview with England. We did Ireland yesterday. We did Australia yesterday. It's everywhere. It was great with you guys. I lived in London for 5 years also, so I've got my British pint of Guinness going on there.
Oh.
But, it was great, and thank you so much for all your support for Dog TV, and hope to see you over there on the Facebook and Twitter and all that, and hope to see you in the UK as well.
Well, I was going to say, actually, Ron, can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again in the very near future and keeping us appraised of how the Dog TV empire is continuing to grow, etc.?
That's a date, my friend. That's a date.
Ron Levi, co-founder and Chief Control Officer of Dog TV, we salute you. Take care now.
Great. Thanks so much, guys. Bye-bye.